Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast series. Today we're speaking with Matt Kiefer, Principal of Tax Services at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, about some of the recent changes when it comes to 529 plans. And one of the biggest changes is that they can now be used for elementary and secondary school tuition, qualification, education expenses. And Matt's going to tell us more about that. And Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Matt?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. And before we really talk about some of these changes that have happened, if you don't mind just giving our listeners a high-level overview of what 529 plans are.
Of course. So a 529 plan that relates to the Internal Revenue Code section that allows for these types of plans. So it's basically a qualified tuition program, and it's a tax-favored type program that allows individuals to either prepay or contribute to an account for the qualified educations of the expenses of a designated beneficiary. So they're run by the state or the qualified educational institution. So most states, I think pretty much all 50 states, have their own potential 529 plan that you can contribute to. And for instance, Maryland has, you can either do an investment saving plan or you can do a prepaid tuition plan. So the investment plan allows you to, it's similar to almost like a 401k plan where you make contributions and then the funds grow tax-free and are tax-free when you withdraw it, assuming you use it towards qualified educational expenses. Now, the prepaid tuition plan is also tax-free, but that's different in that you're prepaying the tuition and fees based on today's current rates, and you're not building up earnings on that plan like you would with the investment plan. So that's kind of a high-level overview from the 529 plan.
Great. Thanks for that, Matt. Appreciate that overview. And let's talk a little bit more about the change that we mentioned in the intro of this podcast about how now they can be used really in elementary and secondary school arena. Tell us about that.
Sure. So the Tax Act that happened after at the end of 2017, so beginning after 2017, they've now added that you can use up to $10,000 per year for elementary and secondary expenses, qualified education expenses, where in the past, the qualified education expenses were only eligible for post-secondary schools, so college institutions. So now that's an area where people can, if they have an excess in their 529 plans, they can start using it towards that, or if they're trying to find a way to maybe kind of reduce the costs a little bit, they can throw their money into a 529 plan first, and you can potentially get a state tax deduction up to $2,500 in Maryland per beneficiary per account, and, you know, reduce the amount you're paying in tuition by that tax benefit that you're getting.
Oh, that's great. Well, you kind of answered my next question about how this benefits taxpayers, but is there anything else to add to that? I think that's an interesting part of this story.
Well, the biggest benefit with the 529 plans is just the tax-free growth. The actual deduction component is not deductible at the federal level when you make a contribution to the plan, but each state has their own rules on when it's deductible for them. For Maryland, it's deductible if you have a Maryland 529 plan, so you can't set up a plan in different states and take the deduction. It has to be a Maryland-specific 529. But if it is a Maryland plan, then you can take a deduction against your Maryland taxes, and it's $2,500 per beneficiary per account. So if you have a husband and spouse, if they each set up an account for a child, then you can get up to $5,000 deduction.
That's a great point there. Yeah, let's shift real quick. Tell us about Gorfine, Schiller & Garden services in this area.
Well, it's a lot in more in the compliance arena, and that we, you know, make sure we're accounting for the deduction on the individual return. And also, if you're contributing over the $2,500 deduction, then Maryland allows for a carry forward up to 10 or 11 years, I believe it is. So we would also help keep track of that carry forward that you could use against your future Maryland taxable income. And then also on the federal compliance side, we're making sure when withdrawals are taken out of the 529 plans that we're appropriately accounting for it as a tax-free distribution if it was used for the qualified education expenses. And that's also an area on the compliance side where we've seen quite a few IRS notices. They tend to issue notices related to distributions that were taken out on the assumption that they weren't necessarily used for qualified education expenses. And we've had to respond back to quite a few of those notices just to identify that they were in fact used for qualified education expenses. The plan isn't used, if you take money out and it's not used for 520 for qualified education expenses, then you are subject to a 10% penalty tax in addition to the income tax.
Interesting. That's great. You know, hey, Matt, I really appreciate your insights today about this change that has happened in this arena. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I think the one thing is just if you're interested in it, is to check out either your state's website. Maryland has it, Maryland529.com, and they have different links on that webpage that are very helpful. The tools and resources page is definitely something to look into. And then one other area that I forgot to mention about the services, there is a bit of gift and estate planning for 529 plans. There is a gift tax benefit where if you wanted to contribute to a child or grandchild's 529 plan, but you wanted to do more, that there's a special rule where normally you can exclude up to $15,000 per year. But there's this rule for 529s. If you did up to $75,000 in 1 year, you can treat that as being done over a five-year period. So it only uses the annual exclusion for each of those 5 years. So that's another area that is definitely helpful.
That's perfect. Great. Well, thank you so much for these insights. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with Matt Kiefer, who's the principal of tax services at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden. And as you heard, he was kind enough to share his insights about some interesting changes when it comes to 529 plans. One of the biggest ones is that they can be used for elementary and secondary school tuition qualified education expenses. And Matt, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.